All right. What else we got? I got breath in me still. Anybody got anything we want to divert this conversation? Is there something else we could talk about that's not going to break me in one night? let's see. Are you on crack, Joe S? Joe, are you on crack? Does this really say, remind me about a conversation I had in Vancouver while going to see a movie? That's just as complex as the going in between. Are you on crack? Oh, you guys are so merciful. I'm so glad I'm stuck with you guys for the rest of my life. That's like saying to the paraplegic people. Huh? I can't hear you. Can't hear you. Better than Ross. I don't know. I'm not getting any of that. Anyway, look, I do want to talk about it. I do. And you know what happens now. I'm getting at the age where shit kind of leaks out of my brain. And at this point, there's so much in there. If I bump this way, it's like an entire Library of Congress falls out. I am seriously worried about missing this. You know, I'll go into the basics of it. And that will shore up the fact that we'll have to talk about it maybe at another point. Because I don't know which is better. This conversation and the technique and the method by which to apply it, or the doing the in-between stuff and helping you guys take it to a whole really good level. Because they're both good shit. And you know, if I say it's good shit. So, anyhow. Me and Eric, and he's listening. This is the best part. Unless he decided he headed out already, who knows? We're driving, and I was telling him, you know what? Better yet, hey Eric, come into my office. This is how I amuse myself, and this is how, when I'm tired, I get to use my students to carry my fat ass across the river or whatever. You know, where is he? Is he still here, you guys? You know, if you guys weren't all watching me and I was doing this, I realized I would look real crazy. I hear sounds. I hear footsteps. I sense disgruntledness. Eric! I know he's going like this. No, I want to give it to him, so he's going to get it now. Gee, could you walk any slower? Did you get lost in the straight, narrow hallway that goes one direction? Can you shut the door behind you? Thank you. What were you doing in there, napping? Come pull a seat up. Come sit over there. The people want to see you. The people love you. So, I was just, because I know they want to see my mug too, you know. Not quite there yet. Anyway, we know by the Facebook numbers. Anyhow, so, did anybody get that? Anyway, I was getting ready to tell them about the drive that we had when we went to go see that movie, was it Moneyball or some shit, with Brad Pitt. It was a good movie. It turned out to be a very good movie. And I was having a conversation just before we pulled in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that conversation?
No.
For real? You don't remember that conversation?
No.
Is this how it's going to go down? I mean, is this really you forgetting, which is a... Keep in mind, or is this you evading?
You should tell it if you start telling it.
Oh, okay, well, it had to do with time manipulation and pre-programming outward a target area of how things were going to go down in the future.
You mean how you're going to hot rod that UFO?
You're not supposed to say that. Anyhow, but you know what I'm talking about now, right?
I don't really remember.
And we better start remembering. I'm tired. I'm done. And I'm much bitter at the Jewish grandmother guilt. Okay? Probably a Jewish grandmother in the past. So. Anyway. You guys all hear us well? Yeah? No? Yes? Yes? No? Maybe? Okay. I don't know what I can do to fix that. You don't remember the conversation, or you just bullshit? Remember about me saying we need to find a location, and that I've been working on this idea. I hadn't necessarily tried it in full, and that I was thinking about having us all get together.
Right, right. It was all theoretical.
It was all theoretical.
Yeah. And you weren't going to tell me the technique because you were going to wait until everybody was together.
So I don't have to repeat myself.
Right, exactly.
Because I couldn't trust your family memory in your old age.
Right.
Which, clearly, I was right. So why don't you tell them everything else that occurred?
No, it was just a conversation about you were thinking about how to use, like, jumps with time stepping so that you could jump on something that was going to happen in the future, and you're going to program a specific spot. Cause you were talking about how in Arizona, you used to go out there and used to be able to kind of tell where certain unique phenomena or aircraft or unidentified flying objects were going to be. And you thought, well, why go through all the trouble of trying to track them and figuring out where they're going? Why not set a point for where they were going to be? In other words, try to influence them through jumping to say, hey, this looks like a great spot, and then we would just happen to be there
at
that time.
I think the odds are much more favorable, wouldn't you? I mean, instead of going out there going, I wonder if there'll be a UFO cruising by here today, okay, why not take the little green fuckers and just have them go, hey, let's go over to this place. There's this really insanely burger restaurant over there that we've been wanting to scan. Burger restaurant works well for me for a place to meet them, so I'm going to wait. Anyhow.
Wasn't there something else? There was a second part to that?
Yes, there was.
I got notes on it, but I don't remember the second part.
Oh, there's notes.
Yeah.
Is there really notes?
Yeah.
This is why I don't want to hang out with Eric no more. Because he's always writing a book. He's always taking notes. I don't know what he's going to say in there. Today Eric blew his nose and farted at the same time or some shit and blah, blah, blah. It's like having a walking tape recorder, stuck on my ass or something. And I have to worry about anything that I might do, might say, might act on, what is he going to write about someday? These are all the missing hours of Eric Pepin. This is what he did in his curricular activity time. Anyhow, whatever it is, it's probably not true unless I endorse it, okay? It's true only if I endorse it. Just put that on the record. Do not take his word as gospel unless I'm behind it.
Anyway. Or there's a recorder on Hemi's collar. All right, so I don't remember the second part, but I remember there was a second part. It's something to do with... What was it? It was a vortex or something, wasn't it?
Well, I know that if you've forgotten, you have notes. I know that whatever in the notes somehow magically have just started to evaporate their ink and rearrange themselves. And some things are probably better off forget. Mm-hmm. I always go back to that time with Dan and the UFO.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's enough it's always interesting to observe the universe. Bottom line is that I would like to, I don't know how much you guys know. There's a couple things. Today we revealed the new HBI website to a few people who were asked to look it over and test it and see what they think before we open it up to the next level, which is mostly everybody here. And on there we also announced that I'm going to be doing a event, and I think I mentioned it somewhere on the NAF site briefly, that I'm going to do an event small group event, less than 20 people, in Hawaii, February 3rd to the 12th. That's not what I'm after. You know, I'm not here to plug you guys or pitch you guys or anything like that. My point to this conversation is that I would like to train in one of these sessions. It'll probably take a few sessions, actually. You guys to work on this theoretical programming to do something to this effect we're talking now. But I think that the location would be perfect to do it while we're out there in Hawaii at this particular retreat center. And we have a good opportunity, because if the timing is slightly off or there's some variations in the calculations, we're there for a week. So I think that would also assist in particular phenomena opportunity to present itself. Number two is we may be able to report to you guys who aren't there much the same way we are now, and just kind of I'll do something like this to kind of, you know, keep everything up on my weekly commitment. But I would like to have you guys work on manipulating the time reality belt, if you will, and work on not necessarily manifesting, but creating a pocket of phenomena to happen. I know as a fact there will be UFOs already out there. I know that the last time I went to Hawaii that they were there trying to lock in on what was going on. It was in the media to a certain degree with Hilo and stuff like that. I would like to narrow that window down to force maybe a better opportunity for something to happen. If the UFO is big enough and I take it over, I'll consider if I can fit most of you guys on there. Anyhow, there's always a plot. In either case, all joking aside, I would like to create a time flux, an opportunity to manipulate some phenomena to occur there to test my theory. If we can have you guys have any success, we can take it to a whole new level. But the point is me trying to figure out how to get you guys to do this. And that's kind of what I'm after, and that's what I want to discuss. And I want to make it into a working formula where we can actually have you guys maybe spend 15 minutes kind of reporting in and having me make some adjustments to what's going on in order to raise your level of accuracy. If you guys are at all interested in this experiment. I've never suggested it to anybody. It's completely original. It's completely new. And as far as I know, it's never been done before. And that's what makes it interesting for me. The fact that we can pick an area that's isolated, more or less, because it's an island, it's still better than a giant landmass. Because most of you guys know Kalani and the feel and the vibe, I mean, this place is like a mile away from Kalani. The Black Beach, many of you guys know, maybe we can fixate it to that area. You know what I'm saying? Because it's good that you guys know the area. It's like I said to him, we'd have to actually drive out to a place and get familiar with it, and we'd have to start reenacting, you know, a process of how we walk up to the spot. Do we make a campfire? Who lights the campfire? We all have to know what we're wearing before we go there and wear it. Everybody has to fit every detail of the situation to a T. Remember, we're attempting to manipulate reality in a different way than ever has been done before. And in so doing, we could probably do that with this Hawaii event. I mean, everybody would have to have a particular set of clothes that you guys are familiar with so that you guys could visualize it all in detail. Okay, so we would have to show clothing, or the people who are going or have to present some pictures at least. And of themselves, even better than wearing that outfit. Okay? and kind of go through a scenario of how we approach the area, how we do it. It has to be choreographed. And perhaps the timing even of when it would be the timing there that we would be there and this was all happening versus you guys or whoever else focusing on creating that portal or that time wave in that environment for us. And then us, of course, countering on the other side, pushing on the time wave. Back, and hopefully this creating a tear or a ripple or a reaction. I, of course, can do phenomenal things, but the idea is to start micro giving you guys this experience that I've often said that if you drive in a car somewhere, you often don't remember how you got to wherever you were going if you've never been there. It takes a few rides to kind of get familiar. But if you're driving the car, you tend to remember pretty well, maybe with some sketchy spots, but you tend to pick it up faster because you're integrated to having to think all the time, do I take this right, do I take this left, what am I looking for? I'm looking, but I have to concentrate on my driving. It's different. So my thinking is if I can have you guys work on something, and only because I've really been relatively pleased with a lot of the jumping going on. I'll be honest, there's been some tweaking that's gone on that I haven't been happy about, and I'd rather have my thoughts giving on it, because oftentimes stuff that seems like logic and good sense, I can usually poke a hole in and most people go, wow, we never thought of it that way, you know? It's not that I don't want to encourage you guys to be creative, it's just that success often is a byproduct of confidence. If you guys make errors in your decisions and you don't see results the way that you had hoped, it's discouraging. And what I want to do is I want to raise the level of your successes in order to encourage you to bite off bigger things. Okay, but you won't be able to bite off the bigger things unless you kind of have the psychological confidence to go there. And remember, 99% of everything that you guys are doing is not an organic challenge. It is a mind challenge. It is messing with the matrix. It is messing with a reality design. And you have to be confident to be successful. And if you lack confidence or if there's shadows in the back of your mind, which everybody has, by the way, then you are going to set yourself up for a likelihood of failure. It doesn't mean you will have it, but it's flaws in the program. I often say one of the greatest advantages I have is because of the successes I have is the confidence I have. And it is the absolute confidence of why I can do what I can do when I decide to push the matrix. So the idea is, give you too much, you will have failure, just as I said earlier in our other discussion. The idea is built to that. So I want to switch the game up from the jumping to be something a little bit different and add some fresh excitement to the program, because everything gets a little old after a while. So this kind of changes things. I guess I'm going to wrap it up. There's a lot of people looking like they're falling asleep or they're kind of like doing this, okay, or leaning off to their thing. So I often forget that there's a lot of time zone differences, and I rant along, as you guys know. So on that, I guess we're going to wrap it up. I'm sorry I started late today. I really wanted to do more. I'll see you guys next Wednesday, and I think that if you guys want, maybe I'm thinking about a hybrid between in-between and time flexing, time bay. We're going to have to come up with a name for this because I have to decide what the hell I got to call it. But maybe a hybrid also could be a good one. How many of you guys are able to successfully go in-between? And don't try to be egotistic now. I know that it can be a challenge for a few of you guys still. So put your hand in front of your monitor, kind of, if you're very good at going in between. Okay. And so we see a few people that, so maybe next week we concentrate on refining in between for you guys to intensify it, and maybe some areas that you guys aren't aware of. And then we then take the next session and work on this new theory I have that I would like to see you guys implement. And then the next one after that, getting them unified. Do you follow me? Click the. So maybe if that's exciting to everybody, maybe that's the direction we'll go. Okay? So we'll chew on it and we'll see where it goes. All right, that's it. I'm going to let you guys go to bed. So.